heighten your senses. Imagine a place where you are surrounded by beautiful flowers, soft music, vibrant colors, and an incredible aroma that makes your mouth water. Great news! You will likely visit such a place many times. We're talking about the grocery store. While you may think of it as an errand, it's actually a subliminal experience designed to dig deeper into your wallet. So, on your next shopping trip, be aware of these grocery store tricks that play into our psychology and senses. Number one, the colorful greeting. Produce and flowers are located near the front of the store because their bright colors can put us in a good mood. We like good moods, so just go with this one. Number two, the size play. Shopping carts have doubled in size over the years. More room has been proven to lead to more purchases, so take a basket or put a basket in the big cart to help keep your purchases down. While carts have gotten bigger, checkout lanes have become smaller to leave less room to ditch items during checkout. So, ditch early or shamelessly hand over what you don't really want to the checker. Number three, the cool sounds. Many stores play music with a slow beat to slow us down and keep us there longer. Consider taking your own music. Nothing says focused and resilient like Survivor's Eye of the Tiger. Number four, the sense play. It's no accident that you smell fresh baked bread and rotisserie chicken when you shop. These scents get you salivating and lead to additional purchases. So stave off the carvings and go to the store on a full stomach. Number five, the 10 for 10 trick. The 10 for $10 is one of the most successful grocery store promotions, but grocers may actually mark up a 90-cent item to $1, betting that we are foolish enough to buy 10 of something for a buck rather than 5 of something for 90 cents. Don't make that a good bet. Number six, the wet trick. The water mist on produce might make it look cleaner, but it can actually make it spoil faster and it adds to its weight. Switch your audio player to Taylor Swift's Shake It Off as a friendly reminder while perusing the produce section. And number seven, the placement game. Despite popular belief, end cap items aren't necessarily a deal. They're simply strategic placement paid for by merchandisers. Aisle shelves at eye level are also a more expensive space and tend to hold items with the largest markups. Take the opportunity for a good neck stretch and look up and down for the real bargains. Don't forget that your kids have an eye level too, and grocers are fully aware. Leave the kids at home or buy them something at the start to distract them from mad grabs along the way.